Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
This is the thing about you. You actually sometimes
just do it.
You overstep the boundary which we've set here.
All right, just do it.
Do you understand?
Just
don't ever do that again.
I'm my bad, bro.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Old and Bold Podcast. It's your boy HP, Harry Panero. You know the name, you know the face. To my left of me, we've got the one and only
darkest man in our blood. I haven't seen you in a while, you know.
It's been a minute.
I know.
Now, what have you been up to?
Well, not too bad. So I went to New York recently.
So yeah, that's good. The thing about me caring...
I got a hemorrhage for about 2 weeks, two days.
Yeah, you did, didn't
it? I did get a hemorrhage.
Yeah, I called you about it. Yeah, no,
but it wasn't a healthy reason.
Yeah,
it was
like,
I sit on the toilet for a bit, you get me? And then I had a little situation. Now it's gone. I'm healthy and I've learned my lesson. I didn't even take my phone in there anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know when I stopped listening?
When?
When I parked my car, I stopped listening.
Oh, fair enough.
Anyway, today we've got a very, very, very special guest. Now, when we're talking about icons, she embodies that. You know what I mean?
Embodies
it.
That's
like
a good word.
You know, embody.
Yeah,
it's in there.
Yeah.
I was a fan when I first came across.
What?
As in, like, no, but now we're friends.
Oh, okay.
I can be a fan of a friend.
You could be a friend.
I can't identify.
Friend. You could be a friend.
A friend.
A friend.
A friend.
A friend.
Yeah, I'm a friend now.
You're a friend.
Incredible person.
Mm.
One of the most funniest people I've ever met. Mm. I'm really upset with her, but she's back now.
Yeah.
It's the one and only. Can we get a drum roll, please? Grace Aguilera's in the building.
I'm shy.
Sorry, was that too loud?
Jesus Christ, what was that? I just...
What, the scream?
The everything.
Yeah.
It was. You guys are a lot to take in.
Yeah, we are.
I don't even know where to look.
Over here we are. Over here.
In this direction.
Yeah, you got one bowl.
That was a lovely introduction. Thank you so much.
No, Grace, thank you.
First of all, how are you?
I'm great.
How'd you sleep?
Naked.
Okay.
I was just naked.
Yeah. No,
you had a visual there. Calm down.
No, I just had to remember where I was.
Yeah.
I'm on a podcast. I was like, let me just.
So, Grace, I'm really upset with you.
Kilo Shelley, top
yeah, I am, because you changed a lot of people's lives. Yeah, there was
Thank
a point in life where, if you go on Instagram, these times you couldn't even swipe. Mm. You just have to wait.
Yeah.
You just see Grace come up. And it was always something funny. Yeah. Why did you leave us?
I didn't leave you.
You left us,
no, I didn't leave you. I didn't leave you. For one, like, I don't think I've ever left. Yeah. I feel like I've been soft about it. I'm just, you know, I like to move softly.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, but then I had a little boy. The love of my life.
Yeah.
You know, and I really just took time to be a mum.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think I've ever left though. I just think I did take time off YouTube though, because like it wasn't easy to manage at the time. So yeah, I don't think I've ever left. I just think I just had to take some, you know, as a mom, it's not easy to like maneuver everything.
Of course. Mm.
So like, but yeah, I just come in every now and again just to show my beauty.
Let them know you still got it.
Of course.
Yeah, you ain't got to let them
know. I'm your mommy.
Yeah, my mom, she called me.
I'm people's, but I didn't say you.
No, you are.
I'm your proof mommy. Yeah. I'm your mom.
F-O-K-I-S.
Yes, yeah, I'm
not like, there's not a, I don't think there is a region in the world that when they swear, it's like Nigeria. Why is everything so like, bro, what? But yeah, no, I'm happy because I feel like when I was watching your content, obviously I still do, but back then, I felt like I knew you. You reminded me of someone that I grew up with. And I think that's what a lot of people loved about you, is the relatability and also the fact that you was able to speak unfiltered about stories that we all have gone through, but in your own way. Like when you first started, was there a plan, or was you just like, I'm tired of this nonsense?
I was just chatting.
Yeah.
Chatting is my hobby. I love it. I just love, in my household anyway, we're all very mad like that.
Yeah.
My mum is like literally the maddest person in the nicest way.
Of course.
But it's natural to me to just be goofy. I was always class clown. I was always, you know, just doing the most. So yeah, it's just normal for us to be mad. But I feel like Nigerians are like that though.
Yeah,
I feel like we're all very insane. And if you try us, we will cuss you out.
Yeah.
Like cussing is just part of our,
you know. So,
sometimes someone says, why are you saying f- or swearing? I'm like, it's just part of the...
It's how we show we care.
It's just part of the, you know,
yeah,
the conversation. But yeah, I feel like we're all just slightly a bit.
Mm. Well, you know, it's fair enough. I say Nigerians are very funny, but not all Nigerians have YouTube. So I'm just saying, what encouraged you to start a YouTube channel? Was it the people around you?
I mean, I started just after uni. And I feel like a lot of people had been mentioning it to me, like, oh, Grace, man, go on. I thought, I don't know. And then it was like, I started a video, and I feel like YouTube back then was a bit like, what's in your makeup bag, stuff like that. So I did a video, I was in my makeup, I said, I don't like this shit. So what can I do? And I think my first video was something to do with being a side chick, something like that, like how to know when you're a side chick or something like that.
Yeah. And were then you speaking from experience?
No, I've never, shut the fuck up.
Oh, no. I didn't say you were a side chick.
I told you that. I feel like it was, I feel like it was tips four.
Yeah.
Or something like that, but not.
So you were never one of them.
Maybe somewhere, but the man cannot come and tell me
face. I really hope that wasn't the case.
It wasn't.
No, okay, I'm glad.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, fair enough.
Or do you know somebody?
No, I don't know.
I don't know him.
But yeah, no, I think that was my first video where I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to do the whole, you know, because back then I think it was like hair, glam, all of that stuff, like makeup. So yeah, no one was doing... like just talking. No one was talking about what's going on in their life. Everyone was just talking about glam, wigs, hair. So I was like, there's more to life than all this stuff. Let's just start talking. I feel like that's how the talking, I believe, started because no one was talking.
Let them know
that
you are the pioneer.
I'm the pioneer.
Pioneer.
Near.
If you don't say near,
near.
It's near.
You know, near means
you
like
know when
close
you know
to
something,
me.
You don't have to talk too much.
Yeah, but let us talk for you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, people do. And you know, I really appreciate you guys for saying that to me because like, although I know it, I'm very soft about it.
Yeah. No, don't be, man.
When you just started social media, I hear it all the time. Oh, Grace, blah, blah, blah. But I was really just doing me.
Yeah.
You know, it was a real escape as well, because, you know, sometimes your regular life is a bit boring, you know, but it's a chance to sort of like express yourself, like tell people about, you know, what's going on, or the terrible date you've been on, or the idiot you met, or just something like, it was always something like, you know, so it was always a chance for me to like express that. But I never really realized how much it was spreading until I stepped outside. Because remember, you're doing this in your room, and it's like the views is like, okay, they're numbers. But when you step outside, you're a bit like, whoa, someone's saying hello to you. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you walk inside and someone's saying, okay.
Yeah.
Someone is saying, Grace.
Okay.
Okay. You know what I mean? It's overwhelming. Or you go to like a party and then everyone's like, oh, great, great, great. Like, I'm thinking at that time it was very, very confusing.
Yeah.
Because like we're all sitting here, you go outside and it's like people know you. So like, it was overwhelming at the time. But yeah, fun.
That's amazing. Fun. I think even like when we first started, yeah, you know, when you are cutting through and you're doing your normal day to day, like 9-to-5 job, and someone says your name, it's very much like, how do you know me, brother?
Trust me.
I remember the first person that ever stopped me in the street was this like 40-year-old woman in her car. This is when I was working in Willesden, right on your sides. And a woman said to me, Harry, and I said, are you my teacher? I said, are you my old teacher? She goes, me and my son love watching your videos, keep it up.
Babes, they love you.
Yeah.
Whatever age it is.
No, but it was weird though.
Yours is scary.
Yeah, yeah. No,
because it doesn't matter. It goes to granny, goes to children, like little kids.
Yeah, it's because you can relate to it.
You can relate. Yeah, go on.
It's because you can relate to all of them.
Why did you start?
granny, same type. Yeah, like, you remember her childhood, your childhood.
Yeah, yeah.
You bumped into each other.
Yeah, that's good.
I do, but the little ones, having the little ones run after you, like that is crazy.
But you know what? These little ones, let me tell you something.
They're
the scary ones. Let's have that conversation, they will come up to you.
Yeah.
It's there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Phone.
Mm-hmm.
Bow.
Yeah.
Walk off. It's not a transaction.
Sorry,
but it's very
rude.
And then when I look at the post, why are they covering their face like this?
But why? Yours is on show.
Bro, the worst one I think I got is, you know when they know where you live?
Yeah.
So imagine they know what car I drive at some point. Mm-hmm. And then I go home midnight. Imagine how scary this is, yeah. I'm in bed just about to. Do you know what I mean?
Get in there.
I check my DMs, yeah. A kid messaged me, he's like, yo, Darks, your car's so beautiful. And it's a picture of him next to my car like this.
Yeah, not this one.
Nah,
this one?
I swear this one.
Yeah, that's good. I like that one. Yeah.
So that was about 3 weeks ago. And every day now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
I just check my tires when I come back. Just think he could cut and then get out of there.
No, but it's terrifying. That's what the beauty of obviously doing something organically is, you don't expect it to go the way it goes.
Never.
And when it happens naturally, I think it's the best feeling
it
ever.
It is. Shout out to you. I didn't know that.
Well, you're here now.
No, I didn't know at the time, because obviously that was uni. I don't know how old I was then. I don't know. Maybe mid 25 or something like that. So yeah, it was a bit, I mean, you guys all have each other. That's another thing. You lot all have each other. At that time, I didn't have anyone. Mm. So I think that's also something that sometimes people be like, oh, you're not here, or you don't do this. I've grown up by myself. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So I've never really had, not that I don't want to, but I'm just used to like having that elevation by myself, because it was only just me. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
I want to ask a question. Are you smart?
In what way?
Just in general. I mean, book like, smart and street smart.
Are you smart? Do you know words?
What, like spelling or what?
Yeah, would you be able to... Yeah, all right. So we're going to play a game. Okay. All right. It's a
just to get the blood. Just to get the blood. Just to get the blood.
Take some of the...
No,
so I've got one of the most smartest people in the world. No. All right, his name is Darkest. Right, he's right next to you. Yeah, we're gonna play a game called Alphabet. You'll pass. Sorry. It's the alphabet game. Yeah, this is how it works. Yeah, so Darkest will say a letter. That will be the first letter of the word. You will say a letter, and it will be the last letter of the word. You have to make a word using his first letter and your last letter. So, for example, if he says P. And you say L, petrol.
I use that all the time. That's the same example for you.
So petrol, you say petrol, but you the word has to be minimum three letters.
Five letters.
We're doing it three this time.
Three this time.
Minimum.
Okay, three. Minimum five. Okay. Minimum five. Okay. All right. So for, let's just do a little test.
So if I say D and you
say T, you have to say the letter at the same time.
Okay.
So me and Darkest will do one, for example.
Okay cool.
Three, two, one, T. M.
Merit.
No.
Merit.
You said T, you're the first one. Titanium. Oh. That's the thing about you. Work harder.
Yeah, yeah. In life.
I'm dead.
Work harder and things will change.
How it works?
Yeah? That's how it works, okay?
Just don't be like him though. If you win, just don't
All right.
Work harder.
Just support
so, three, two, one.
P.
S.
S P.
Stoop.
Well
Come
done.
On, big brother. Just
well
respect.
Done. No.
Respect
I didn't
my conglomerate.
Move too quick,
the respect
sorry.
Is there though.
It's okay,
respect
it's okay, my conglomerate. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Well done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Three, two, one.
S.
S T.
Salts.
That's four letters.
Yeah, that's four. You said three minimum, no? Oh my God.
Hey. Listen, this
well
is.
Well done, man.
No, 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 don't do that. Don't start it. You okay,
know, she's done. No, that one there. Fine.
She said, take a touch.
No, no, next one, next one, next one.
One.
No, no, she's done. She's done. No, she's done. She's done. She's done. No, no, go. Go.
He's sat.
Go. Let's go.
No,
let's go. Let's go.
Stop.
He's
sat up.
Stop. Let's go. Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
No, no,
let's go.
Wait.
I run it, bro. Run it.
All right. Three, two, one.
W.
W O.
Wallow. No.
Ooh, that was close.
Waldo. That's a name.
Widow.
That's W.
That's good.
What was it?
I said W. You said O. So it has to start with W, end with O.
Sorry.
Yeah, woo. It should be a name. It should be a flipping word.
All right, we'll go again.
Yeah,
I feel
no...
like that was a bit... sorry.
Three, two, one.
G.
G, L.
Goal? No.
This, there's a word for this. Has to be. Has to be.
Goal!
Growl. No.
Growl.
Growl.
Yes!
Oh, you got it from me, Two-one!
This is the
that
final one.
Right.
Now, Grace, this one here, you know how many points this one's worth?
This one, 9 million?
Yeah, this one here is worth 9 million points. Whoever gets this one wins.
Okay,
yeah. Okay? Three, two, one.
Ebuana, sorry, do that again.
Ebuana.
I'm sorry.
Ebuana.
I'm sorry.
Who's that?
I'm sorry.
Who's Ebuana? Please tell me. Please tell me. Who's Ebuana?
What's wrong?
Okay,
what's
yeah, sorry, bro.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
E.
N. Eon, no.
Eon?
E.
I was thinking about electricity.
Enlightened.
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 Well done.
And the winner is Darkest. Well done.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
You're not going to cut for him or are you going to be all his
No, I just spudded him. That's enough.
Okay, yeah, fair play. Fair play.
That spud meant more
spud
to me
nice.
Than everything.
Well,
all right.
No, that was the highlight of my day.
So can I be honest though, yeah?
Thank you for that, man.
You know why I always pick you?
I'm never watching the twist.
Because I will freeze every time.
Yeah. What?
I get scared. That game scares me.
Why does it
The game's a bit.
It's a bit.
You have to really use all your senses.
Yeah, yeah. And I left some of them at home. But yeah, no, you. Obviously, like I said you've been in the background, but you are making a claim to get what's yours back.
Of
right?
course.
All right, and we love that.
Snatch.
So what is it that
Snatch.
You are...
Wig.
What's new for Grace? What is it that you want to do that you did differently?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do what you did before, but on a bigger scale? Like, what's new?
I feel like I'm just in a different mental state about what I want to achieve. And I feel like I've taken a bit of maybe too much time sitting back. So now I'm going to sit in the front seat.
Jeez.
I'm going to sit in the front seat.
Car.
I'm going to drive the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drive it.
I'm going to drive the plane.
From car to plane. I like that.
From car to plane.
I'm going to drive the plane. And yeah, just be a bit more, you know, I've always sort of been laid back about things I do, which is good. I'm very calm about most things, but I just feel like now it's just be a bit more consistent and just, yeah. do more. I want to do more.
Are you, would you get into acting?
I think you'd be a cold actor.
Yeah.
People say this, yeah. I feel like I did one thing which I think wasn't good. Like, not it wasn't good, but I went down the Nigerian route to start off with. And yeah. I don't think that was good because I didn't live there. So it was a conflict. Like, people ended up doing more series, but I couldn't because I lived here. Mm. So I feel like how I started, it wasn't great. It wasn't, that's, you know, I feel like when you start acting, you used to keep, you know, going and going and going, but I didn't. So yeah, I mean, acting is something I would do, to be fair.
What was it like? Nollywood?
It was like Nollywood, but it was...
Kentucky, tell me the role. What was the role?
It was actually it was just a girlfriend, but I was a British girlfriend.
I
was a witch to my man. Like, I wasn't nice to him.
So was there like sounds in the background?
Yeah, and I was calling his dad and I was like, you need to get here. You need to... He was like, I'm on my way to work. And I'm like, I don't care. Go and get wipes. Go and get Pampers. I need it now. Like, go and get it now.
So you was an evil girlfriend?
I was an evil... I didn't give a shit what he was doing. Yeah.
Okay, can I ask... So the evilness towards your spouse, was that something you... You know, implement in your role.
That's what people assume that I'm.
I'm like, not assuming that,
but that's what we're asking.
I'm asking you. I think you're a lovely human being. I'm a soft babe. Yeah,
I'm really soft, but people
get the wrong.
They feel like I'm a bit more, but I'm.
I don't think that.
Do you not?
No, I don't think that.
What do you think about? What do you think?
I think you're so far. So, listen, I met you today, and already, like, I feel like I can be, you know, myself around you. You're good people, man.
Right, but I feel like online. People feel like I'm a bit more...
Do you know what it is?
No, I feel like you hate men a little bit.
You think I hate them?
Yeah.
Do you?
No, I don't actually think... I'm asking you.
I don't.
Not at all?
Not at all.
So you don't think we're the lesser species?
No, I just don't feel like you guys don't listen.
That's true, you know.
No, we don't. But do you know what it is, though? That's not our fault.
It's just, it's a genetic thing.
You guys, some guys... I feel like where it comes from is that, for me, I came from a loving household. So when I came out into the world and started dating, I was naive to think that that's how everyone else was raised, but they were not. I got a shock of my life to
Big
know
shock.
That, you know, people don't pay you with love the same way. Just because you're like that doesn't mean that they're like that. So I feel like that might have been where that, you know, I wouldn't say anger, but like, I don't know, irritation might have come from.
But you know what? I don't think I took it as the way probably you're saying it.
How did you take it as?
This girl has clocked the game.
That's how I looked at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't look at it like, oh, she's coming at people. But you did it in a way in which it was digestible.
But
I
it's
think...
weird because some people, like you said, some people might think you hate, just a little bit, you might hate men. It's like, if you know me, you know that's the opposite.
Yeah.
You know that I love men, but I just think that I've clocked what you lot. I mean, not you lot. I won't put you in a. I won't put you in the category. But I've clocked the way some men treat women, and I just don't like it.
Yeah,
no, I can't like. So. There's a big portion of us that don't do us justice.
No, we are
stupid.
Stupid.
We're stupid at the very core.
You have a nice thing and you spoil it.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I think it comes down to upbringing.
I said it. It's upbringing, 100%.
But then also, I feel like people try and be who they're not because that's what everyone else is doing.
100%.
So if men are, why are you calling her bare times? Like, why are you getting her like things that you're supposed to do that you want to do? Men get taught not to do that stuff, and then it's like you hate women the way you act.
It builds a shit character.
Yeah, it builds a shit character, and then it's like. There's certain rules that men are supposed to follow.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. it's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Right.
But it comes down to how was your mum treated?
Right.
Do you get me? Was your mum showered with love?
Yeah. Exactly. Maybe not even that, because some people are from single parent household.
Yeah, of course.
But it's also, how was your mum to you?
Yeah.
Do you understand? How do you see women, or how do you see black women? How do you see, you know, African women, or how do you see your mum? Even forget the race. How do you see your mum? Because that also sets the tone of how you treat women as well.
Yeah.
Or maybe your negativity towards, when I see someone who's appearing like my mum, you might just be a bit different. But for me, I wasn't like, my mum said, I love you. She was amazing. She was great. So I also extended that when I came out in the world and started dating. Mm. But like, that's naive, because not everyone has been brought up that way.
But I think relationships in the beginning is the greatest lesson ever.
Mm-hmm.
You go into something naive. Remember, you don't know nothing.
You don't. Yeah, yeah.
You're just like, I'm talking about like teenage love.
Yeah.
Even like secondary school love.
Now, it felt real, you know.
What?
It felt so real.
Brother,
it
like,
felt
you know,
so real.
You know how amazing it was in school?
Yeah.
Like, girls will come and give you like a picture of themselves.
Yeah.
Or like,
amazing.
They'll write notes.
They wrote
notes. And you know, if you get an eye and there's a love heart on the eye, it means something.
Something huge.
But then you'll get a shock.
Yeah.
A guy will come in, he's got fresh trainers.
Yeah.
Right.
His brother's got money.
Yeah.
She'll look at you and be like,
so suddenly the replies are getting a bit longer.
Do you know what I'm saying? Deodora or Nike?
But you know what?
I'm going to go to Nike.
I'm going to go to the Nike.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
But you know what? Again, that for me didn't come until later on. Mm. It was never about what that man could give. It was just nice to like be able to go to Wood Green and go to the cinema. Mm. Like all those things were like big things in the
Don't you think
the day.
Going to a cinema is a shit date?
It is a shit date now.
Back then, it was incredible.
Well, back then,
because you know,
it was like,
you're sitting down, you're watching the film, and you're like, "I want to talk to her.
Yeah.
I want to talk to her.
Yeah.
Hey, that thing's sick."
Yeah. You know, one time I tried to meet her.
I want to touch her hand.
Yeah, I want to touch her.
I want to hold her.
Okay, cinema's a bit. I like going to cinema. I go to cinema by myself, by the way. I used to go to
cinema
by myself.
But
have you ever been by yourself?
I've been by myself.
It's such an experience.
It's nice. Also, I've also been with my son too.
Yeah.
Well, he's all right. I mean, halfway through, he doesn't want to leave, but...
That's the thing about... That's why I haven't taken my son.
Because
he'll ask questions. You know, like when cinema's quiet.
Yeah.
He'll be like, Daddy, is this going to be there? Nah, way. And I, you know me, yeah? If I'm watching
Dragging
the film,
it.
If I'm watching the film, and I heard a kid, in my head, I'll be thinking, shut up.
Do you know what I mean?
And then,
when it's your,
when it's your child,
you
I want to just go...
I've turned to my mum, do I just do this to Zariah? Okay. He will move to the side. He knows.
Now, what's
his name?
Zariah.
What a lovely boy.
How do you spell it?
Z-E-R-A-I.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Very smart kid. Very, very smart kid.
Zariah.
Yeah, no, I think that's good that you mentioned that, because
Zariah.
I think as
you have that though. I was telling someone that you are so good with your little boy, because I saw him trying to go somewhere and you just immediately was like, looked at him. The way he ran back.
Do you know what it is?
You make noises though.
Yeah.
I'm living. Okay, let me tell you something.
My
sister says this to me all the time, yeah? She said, you're becoming dad. And I'm starting to see it because there's certain things, the mannerisms, I haven't learned that from nowhere, but my dad. So my dad, when I was younger, they'll be...
Like, I swear down. That, you don't
that
have to
means,
do anything.
You know what that means? I'm taking.
I'm on
means.
My last.
That means, come here now. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
We're all in the space of a. So I go, and he knows, because I don't shout at him until he's done something wrong.
Yeah.
But I love it though. But I want to take.
He was just there walking up the stairs. He's like, he just flew.
Yeah, yeah.
So why do the noises mean? I know, like, I see
it's
subtitles. I know what
thing.
It means.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is. It's an African thing. You know what I love? I think she's back in the Nollywood film she was in.
Why?
The coffee just disappeared.
Yes,
it's not here anymore.
It's almost like there's people behind cameras.
I love Nollywood though. Some of them be
have you watched
killing
Nollywood
me.
Before?
You need to.
I've seen scenes.
No, you need to show him the one with like where they're doing the witch, jazz.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Obviously, he watches a lot of Bollywood, yeah?
I used to.
So, they love Bollywood. That in Nigeria. I don't know what that is.
Bollywood's good.
Bollywood, I used to watch when I was younger, yeah? I just didn't understand what they were saying. But my dad
used to, but my dad didn't.
We didn't have that one. So my dad used to
afford subtitles.
No. My dad used to love the
subtitles.
They're words. You should be able. Is it like something you have to pay for?
I think my dad was taping them.
You're a liar.
I think my dad was taping
them. Pay for subtitles. You shit.
$2.99 a month to read what they're saying.
But yeah, Nollywood, yeah, I think is the greatest form of cinema ever, just because. The budget will be shit, and they'll make do.
The budget is terrible. That's something that I noticed as well. Their pay is terrible.
No, it was bad. But when we was growing up, it was really, really bad. But the humor behind it.
No, there's some scenes that I love. I think there was one time, and I don't know if you guys have seen this, but like, it's a couple in bed and they're about to have sex, and the guy was just like, missionary, you just want to do missionary every day.
Every day.
Can you get on your back?
Find something to do.
But what I love, is the scores, which is the sound of the film. You just know when something peaks about to happen. Because it's a long...
I'm telling you.
That means someone is cooking a plan.
And the way people would just be disappearing.
Yeah.
Disappearing from nowhere. What the world? Nah.
I think there's a Ugandan film, yeah, where they're in a helicopter. Yeah. But you know what the helicopter is? It's a toy. So they filmed it here, and it's just going up. And then the next film, I swear to God, the next scene is them in the, and it's like, Oscar, see Oscar. I'm like, bro, see Oscar's for police. But I love it. I think Nollywood's some of the greatest things ever. But if you was going to star in a Nollywood film, what would it be about? Let's say you're the lead role, yeah? What would your film be?
I'd probably be the... difficult... mother-in-law.
Yeah, I feel like you suit that to a T.
Yeah, smile the whole film.
I would, like, as in, I can even imagine it now. Maybe my son's new wife or new girlfriend. Right,
let's try it out now.
Okay,
mommy. I've been talking to you about Sandra. Sandra is here now.
Wait, who's the...
That's Sandra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get in character.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Mommy, how are you?
Hi, darling. You okay?
I'm good. I've eaten today.
Okay, so that's good. What did you have? Kilo J?
I had pounded yam.
Oh, lovely. That's my boy.
I know. I'm strong for you today. I've been telling you about Sandra.
Who's Sandra?
Sandra.
Which one of them?
No, don't say that. That's my woman.
I can't see anybody there. Talk to me, son.
So, mommy,
I don't know anybody there.
Hi.
No, I don't know you. Continue.
Mommy.
I told you it's a bad idea.
I know. Sandra,
are you talking?
I'm sorry.
Mommy, so Sandra fulfills me with love. And I want to introduce her to you because I love you.
Which love?
Love, Abby. Like
the kind of love that lasts.
I didn't ask you to speak.
Sorry, I just thought I'd chime.
She doesn't like when you...
They should take this...
No, she's watching you just
can
to
you,
see.
Can you... Like, that's a bit...
Speak your mind. Speak
son,
your mind.
Continue.
No, it's like,
she wants to tell you something.
Son, continue.
So basically, Sandra wants to say some things to you because, you know, she's from England, you know, it's different from where we're from. But
I beg you, just tell her, like, I'm not here for, like, I'm not trying to...
Carry your shoe and get out of this house. Carry your shoe. Get out of this
house. What, so you just can't find love?
I said, shh. Son. Oh, yeah. I'm listening.
Mom, I just think it's better if she moves in with us.
Continue.
She doesn't have a place to stay, so
this is father, mother homeless. This is the homeless facility or what?
You won't even know I'm here.
Excuse me. I told you to shush.
Okay.
Does this place look like we're bringing orphanage or we're bringing in strays or something that you're saying she doesn't have anywhere to? She should go and find her mother and dad. Where's your father? Where's your mother? You come to somebody's house to beg for what? Not my handsome son. No. Not my handsome, cute son. I don't know. You are dirty. I don't like you. Me, fair. I don't want you for my son. Carry your shoe and get out.
Okay. Dirty?
Sandra.
No, dirty.
Sandra.
You people are still discussing in my presence. You're still talking in my presence.
Sandra, don't argue with her, please. And she takes time to warm up.
I have something better in doing. Where is my bag? In fact, I don't want to. If I should open my eyes and still see you here, Sandra. Or what did they call you?
Sandra.
I don't want to open my eyes and catch you here. Get the fuck. Get the fuck
is mental. Get the fuck is mental.
Get the fuck. And you know you don't finish off the sentence.
You know, get the fuck is self-explanatory.
Yeah, but you see, in a Nigerian household, you wouldn't still be sat there.
No. Yeah, and I'll be gone.
You'll be gone
after the first get out.
Not even saying it from the first.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Time she even looks at you, you won't even want to be there.
No, but it's tough because you know what it is as well.
You just say, "Oh, sorry, auntie." Go. Right.
You've got to play the game.
Yeah,
you can't, like, you see, like, there's what it is. To be honest, my mum is a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
My mum's sisters are a bit more regimented. Like, they don't play.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like because my mum has been here for quite a long time, she's lost. Mm. She's a bit more like
lenient.
Yeah.
But whereas, was she always like that?
My mum's like that, yeah. She's tough, but she's soft.
Okay.
She's like super. Yeah, she's tough. She's tough.
Okay.
Whereas my dad was very shy and it came across as he was militant, but he wasn't.
Mm.
So when I would introduce him to like my friends, yeah, and they would come into the house or whatever, they'd be like, hello, uncle. Be like, Elu.
Elu, that's enough. Not looking around the place.
Because you know, in his head, there's a million insults.
There's so much things he wants to say.
And then he's going to say afterwards, after they've left.
When the door's locked, I feel like my dad would open the door, just check and see if they're out. Yeah. I don't want that boy here.
I don't like that boy.
And what is it about parents? Because I want to know, this is a question I've always wanted to ask, If your parent, you introduced your missus, your husband, or your future husband, your boyfriend, whatever, to your mother,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, myth. Yeah. Are you ending that relationship or are you keeping it?
Do you know what?
I'll let you answer first.
You can answer first.
No, you got to answer first.
You're our guest.
So I'm going to go first. So naturally, I'm going to figure it out. Go.
You're annoying. I think my family have to like my man. I can't lie. It's going to be tough for you if they don't like you. If they don't like you, it's going to be tough.
Mm.
So, I mean, one member of the family, does it have to be my mum? I don't know. Does it have to be my mum?
Whoever you're closest to the most, whenever good or bad, you contact them first.
The thing about my mum is it doesn't really matter who, where, as long as the man is treating me right.
Mm.
So it would be quite strange for her to say she don't like someone. So if she said she didn't like them, I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Mm.
Because she's not like... She doesn't care where your background is or she doesn't mind.
Mm.
But if she says, like, I'm not sure, like, I think you should give it a bit of time, I would hear what she's saying.
Mm.
You would hear what she's saying, but would you follow what she's saying?
Like, things are going well. Like, the person is treating you right, but
you're
she
happy.
Has...
Like, you're
the
genuinely
thing
happy.
Is, if it's just my mum, then I feel like with time, if she starts maybe to get to know him a bit, I would, like, hear what you're saying, but, like, I'd be like, let's just... You know, meet him a couple times before you say that. But if it's my entire family, I'm gonna forget that thing.
It's over.
It's finished.
Yeah.
Don't bother yourself.
Yeah. It's been good.
Don't bother yourself.
It depends on the reason for me. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, if it's just like a bad vibe and she's just like, I'm just not feeling this one. Yeah, but I am.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I'm the one waking up with this person every single day. I plan to die with this person, not you. Mm-hmm. So like, if it's just a feeling, please get over that feeling. I like her. But I
like
really
her.
Think,
I just like her
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, just like,
give her. I like her mom.
You know what I mean?
Mom. Me, mom.
Like, me loving her should at least grant you the opportunity to give her a chance. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like with time, isn't it? So you hear them with time, but like, I don't know. Yeah, I'd give her, I'd say, mom, just see him a couple of times before you make that, you know? Maybe you saw him on a bad day. Yeah. Just give him a couple times.
That's what I'm saying.
But if it's my whole, just forget that. Don't bother yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't try it. I just think
Yeah, I'm the same. I think I'd literally say to my mum, listen, mum, like, I like this person. Just trust the process. If you're right, it's me. It's on me, innit?
But they like that.
Because that's one thing that I think my parents love the most is saying, I told you. When I was saying to you to listen.
You didn't listen.
And they're waiting for that. Yeah.
But then, in the same, they obviously want us to be happy. So they don't want us to just be out there messing around, innit? But I think, to be honest, my parents have never, ever had that. They just will accept who I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I love about my parents.
Yeah.
But if my mum would, I would be very cautious just because I'd be like, you're never like this.
Yeah, that's like my mum. Yeah, she's not really.
What's this about?
Something told me in my dream.
Oh, they love a dream, don't they?
That boy is a bastard.
Yeah.
That boy is a good jigger. He just wants you because you're a cute girl.
Told me in my dream.
I remember,
spirit told me.
Mum's in their dream. My mum called me one time, and I was on the motorway, and she said, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm driving." She said, "Oh." And when she does, it makes me feel like the world's about to end. She said, "I had a bad dream.
Yeah.
You was driving.
Yeah.
And a car hits you."
God
I said, "Mom, of all the times,
why would you even tell me?"
God forbid. When I'm on the motorway,
I'm down Manchester.
Music.
Why? And I got to Manchester, bro. She wouldn't stop texting me, message me when you arrive.
Yeah.
I love that because it's like your mum's praying and whatever. But I was like, "Mom, time and place. Mm-hmm. At least wait for me to get there."
Now that when I get in the car, my heart will now be beating
because of you.
My heart will be beating, but I love it.
Have you ever had a dream, and then you know you woke up, but you still feel like you're in that dream?
Yeah, I ate too much.
You what?
I ate too much.
What'd you eat?
I don't know.
You had a dream.
I had a dream. No, I was too full.
That makes sense to be fair. I always have dreams after I have pizza. So when I have pizza, I sweat.
Wait, hold on, this is new to me.
And barbecue base makes sense. Barbecue base makes
sense. So that's your trigger.
Yeah. So if I have barbecue base pizza,
barbecue
it's a
base
nightmare.
Is hell.
Yeah. No. But tomato base like, is normal.
That's the streets, man.
Nah. Anyway, continue. Sorry, I interrupted. You.
Yeah. So like, there was one time I think my dream AJ. You know my friend AJ. We have a friend called AJ.
Okay.
He robbed my watch.
Okay.
And then so I spent my whole dream looking for him. Yeah. And then, but when I woke up, I was still looking for him.
So you woke up out of your bed?
No, because I remember calling him a million times and my phone was on the table. I looked and I haven't called him once. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It wasn't
a dream.
Real.
It wasn't real.
And then I had to go. And then, I said, alhamdulillah.
So basically you're saying a dream that feels real.
I'm having the dream. And then I wake up normally and you're like, you still feel like you're in that dream because it was just like, it just happened 2 seconds ago.
I was saying
that
the only time I've woken up like that is when I've eaten too much before bed.
So your thing, you lot's trigger is
food.
Eating too much.
It's cheese.
It's the cheese.
It's the cheese. Yeah.
Okay.
It's lactose.
So maybe you stay away from cheese.
Yeah. Lactose equals dreams.
I don't even think I can attribute that to that. I've just had dreams. Recently, I had a dream and it got me so pissed off. I was fuming, like super angry.
Oh no.
No, there was one time.
I'm not going to say it.
You know, so,
have you done the dream where you can't wake up out of it? I used to have them when I was
paralysis,
younger, you know.
Sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
I've never had that.
I'm running in the dream, and
quicksand.
I'm trying to get out of there.
Quicksand.
But I can't get out.
Fighting
and I can
your dream.
Feel my body trying to wake up.
I've had a fight in my dream. See my hand?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this here, rock hard, and then it's gone like this.
Yeah.
Every fight I've had in my dream, I've lost.
Yeah.
I'm like 100-0. I've lost every fight. But I've had one scary dream, and people say that this is how some, I don't know how they know this, but this is how you die, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I've had a dream where I've jumped off a building, then I've woken up.
Jesus. Yeah.
It's because you wake up because your body doesn't know what happens after death. So when you die in your dream, you wake
don't
up.
Know.
Come and see scholar.
Come on, see common sense.
Yeah. Come and see scholar.
Your body doesn't know what happens after
death.
So yeah, there was one dream I had. I think it was just unnecessary. Like that one I have big questions about. I don't even know what my body would do this to me.
Yeah.
So it was day before results day in year 8. Day before results day, in the middle of my dream, I got amazing results. On results, I got the worst results on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I was just like, why would you do that? Like, just
at least, because you know, your mind is, sometimes when you sleep, you're still thinking about the things that have happened throughout the day.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe you're already anxious about what
I know, but like, I had a dream that everything went well. I'm with my mom, like, we're celebrating. Like, yeah,
we're celebrating.
Yeah, we're celebrating. Like, yes, we got the grades. And then the next day, it's, I nearly got expelled, bro.
Now, I've had a dream where I've owed money. I've owed money, yeah. And in my dream, I've paid it off. Life is well.
You woke up, it's still there.
I woke up, shit! God damn it, I still owe.
I hate the money ones, though. When you just feel like you've cashed out.
Cashed out.
You wake up, the money was not there.
You're still living in that one bedroom with your mum knocking the door saying that. You have to come and clean the dishes. Now, I like those dreams, though, because it gives you a lesson. You have to work harder.
Basically,
that's it.
The only place you're going to get that is in the dream. If you don't do what you need to do, mate.
I've got another game for you, Grace.
Go on.
You are someone that speaks highly about princess treatment.
Yes, I do.
And obviously the bare minimum.
Period.
All right. So we've got some things, and we'd like for you.
Oh, here we go.
To be the one to say if it's princess treatment or if it's bare minimum. Yeah.
Okay.
Carrying your bags when you're tired.
So carrying my bags
when you're tired,
like handbag,
your any bags you have. Any bags you have.
I feel like my man should carry it anyway,
so that's bare minimum.
Yeah,
not,
I mean, it's not by force, but like, it's nice when they consider it, like they're like, oh, just let me take your bag.
So is that, would you say it's princess treatment though?
I don't think it's princess treatment.
It's the bare,
like, I was talking to someone and I had my bag and he put it around his neck.
He's a good brother.
No, he's a fob.
No, yeah.
Why he put it around his neck.
Why your neck?
Because he don't want to hold it like a handbag.
So what's the neck? Is a chain? Like a chain? Like a chain?
He put it like that.
What type of bag was it though? Because if I saw a man,
it was just a handbag. It was a handbag.
He put a handbag.
It wasn't like like shop.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Bags.
Yeah.
It was a handbag.
Oh, I don't mind that. A handbag around your neck.
Okay, because that's cool. All right, brings you food when you're on your period.
That's just normal. That's not princess treatment.
Yeah, to be fair,
that's wild.
Yeah.
That's just common, man. You know, just help me out.
I would bring you foods if you were ill. Like, that's just normal. Get the heck out.
Sorry.
I have
a cough. Yeah, that's bare minimum. Yeah. I can't lie, that's bare minimum. Do you want to do some as well? You just
okay, but can you stop saying them so fast?
No, 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 but that's the thing though.
Why are you running like
that? Understand.
Stop slapping my neck like that.
All right, so there we go.
All right. Go on.
All right. He always lets you pick what you two watch on TV.
So that would be princess treatment. I'm confused by these questions.
I'm not saying it should be. I'm saying, what do you think it is?
That's just a conversation.
Okay, but if he says you pick, I don't want any input. Whatever we watch is up to you.
Then I pick.
Okay, is that princess treatment or bare minimum?
That's under bare minimum. That's a conversation.
Okay, Grace, this is where I have a problem. Because
a conversation.
I have a problem with that one.
That's so like me and you sitting down watching something and then you're just like, yeah, pick what you want, babe, pick what.
Okay, but you're now responsible for my time and what I'm watching.
Tell us.
So if I've given you that responsibility, do you get what I'm saying? So in terms of what entertains me, okay. I told you to pick something that I'm going to be like this to. And then you, and then I've given that responsibility. I feel like that's big. That's better than letting you drive my car.
That is wild.
What do you mean?
That is
I take
basic.
TV shows seriously, you know.
That's why.
Basic.
That's why.
If I told you pick a movie or pick a TV show that we're going to start together and we're going to watch every episode.
Yeah, I'll just pick something. That's not, wow.
No,
that's
what would you pick? I want to know.
What would you pick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to know.
I like movies. I like thrillers.
Yeah, see, look, now
like
you're,
action.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I would pick a movie.
That's along the lines. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's pew,
action.
Pew, pew,
pew. Yeah, you want to see pew, 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 pew.
Okay, first.
Pew, pew, pew. Yeah, first.
That's good. No, I like that one. That's good.
Okay, I'm not angry at that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, but it's still basic.
Okay.
No, no, that's why it's bare minimum.
Yeah, it's bare minimum.
It's generally bare minimum.
I'll give you that.
Pays for your hair appointment and nails.
Basic.
Okay, who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah, yeah.
Grace.
Yeah. Why does she ask so honestly?
I don't feel like they need to, like, every time I know, but like, if I'm speaking to you, maybe you know I'm going, you're just like, you know, if you need to do your hair.
Got you.
Or they might call me while I'm there. Go and
Yeah, you ain't paying for that, babes. You want to hear that?
If he's on the phone or if he knows I'm going, he might just say, like, let me pay for your hair and stuff today.
Let me ask you another question. Would you expect it? Or is it a thing
that's so good.
Yeah, I have my own money.
Yeah,
so I don't
know
expect
that. I know that. But would you, let's say, for example, he done it the first time. The first time you guys started seeing each other, first 2-3 times you've gone, he's
I won't expect it every time.
Okay.
But like.
But no, randomly, if you didn't, that's what I'm saying. So if you didn't expect it and you got there and he just called you and said, yo, if you're doing that, it's on me.
I'd be like, well done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well see, like it clenched immediately.
Yeah, that's good. No, I like that one. Well done. You know, well done is what you get when you've tried your best.
Well done.
You didn't get the result.
Well done.
Yeah, no, well done. Well done. Well done. That's
well done. That's good. Like, well done.
Yeah.
Is that not? Anyway.
At that point, you just might order a leash.
Well done. Yeah. Like, that's nice. That thank you, babe. Thank you for the stuff that you bought. Thank you.
Not a, oh my God, babe, you didn't need to.
That's not an oh my God moment.
If you said well done, I'm coming to that salon. Yeah. I'm holding everyone hostage. Yeah.
It's not an oh my God. It's like, thank you, appreciate it. You see, we're grown now. I'm 33 years old. That's like.
That's not old.
Yeah, as in I'm not 25 where I'll be like, wow, my nails are done. Like,
okay, look, that's not what I expect either.
Yeah.
I'll put down the phone if you said that.
Yeah, but it's like, it's giving.
Oh, babe, thank you. That's so considerate. Like, you know, just give me that.
You know,
us
men, we're very simple, you know.
So just give
me. Okay, wait, no, give me. Let me understand. Let me understand because I need to know.
When a man does something for his partner, it's not because we want to get brownie points from you.
Yes.
We genuinely want to do it, right?
Yes.
But it's just a little. Oh, babe. Even if you're fucking lying, that you
just
get,
show me that it
just,
made you happy.
Just say, oh, babe.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Well done is like what you say to a dog done. When he's just done the first trick. You know when you've given the paw, you go, well done.
Obviously, we're not in the moment, but you know, but like, I'll be like, yeah, thank you. I wouldn't not say thank you. I'll be like,
I want to hear how you say thank you.
Down to the cadence of your voice. Okay. I want to hear.
No, I would say thank you.
No.
I
okay, so
look,
reenact that phone call right now. So you're at the salon. Right.
Oh my God.
Yo,
no.
Grace.
Pick up the phone, Grace.
Yo.
Hi, love.
Where are you?
In the salon.
What, have you got your nails done already?
No, I'm about to.
I'm going to send you the peas now. You ain't paying for that.
Thanks, babes. Appreciate it.
That's it.
That's all.
It's not because we're not in the scenario. You got to give me a break. I'm going to say well done. Well done for the.
Yeah, but see, that's the way I hear it. Well, that's the way I hear it.
Well done.
Yeah, because we're having a conversation is different when you're in the moment. You're going to say thank you. I've got manners, guys. Yeah.
Okay, no, we're just checking.
I've got manners.
Just
making sure.
Breakfast in bed.
That's cute.
That is cute.
That is cute.
What about this Deliveroo though?
I mean, fair enough.
yeah, fair enough. Like, thank you.
No, but,
you know what?
Yeah, I mean, like,
breakfast comes all cold and horrible. And
I hear you.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
But what if it didn't though? I'm saying sometimes it comes hot.
I appreciate it though.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I would appreciate it.
Bare mini though, isn't it?
Yeah, like, that's nice. I mean,
I have a problem with that.
Oh, here we go. No, it's gone. I like
for me to take the time to wake up before you, go in the kitchen, sort myself up first, do whatnot, and
I
then go to the
cute.
Kitchen, make food, and then present it to you when you've got crust in your eyes.
It's okay.
And then for you to just say, that's the bare minimum.
It's okay.
Like, all husbands do this.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, not everyone does it though, but like, I feel like when a man does stuff like that though, I feel like it's effort.
Yeah.
Because more time, I mean, I'm not used to eating that early. That's number one. So.
Is it because of IBS?
No. It's just because I don't eat that. Like, the mornings are so chaotic. I just function on one coffee until like 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. or something.
I thought it was IBS too.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought it was IBS.
So, like,
it's IBS.
I thought
it was IBS.
It's just that, you know, your mornings are just, you got things going on. You can't just sit down and eat breakfast. I don't do that.
Yeah.
So if someone does
run.
It, I would really appreciate it because it's not my normal.
Okay, fair play.
Yeah.
No, because I mean, look.
So I'll say thank you, even if it was dried, wrinkly sausage.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I don't get.
Dry sausage, yeah, looks okay. Like.
Yeah, it's not working. Yeah. It's not working. It's not working. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, why do sausages do that, though?
Why?
Why? Why? Why do sausages do that, though?
What, they get wrinkly and
yeah, they just yeah. Look dishevelled.
They look a mess.
Yeah, it's a horror show.
I don't want to talk. I don't want to carry on
talking about sausages. No. Yeah, for real. Can we move on?
Please. I do.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Hey!
So,
hey!
Sausage!
Yeah! Yeah! Do you know what? I really want to try them. Okay, can we be serious? I saw these in New York, but I didn't try it because they weren't halal. But you know those sausages that on a stick and then it's covered in batter?
Corn dog.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought a corn dog was a fat hot dog, though.
No, corn dog is the stick with the...
Hot dog, and then it's got that batter around it.
Yeah, yeah.
Corn dog. That has never, ever been something I've wanted to taste.
I've seen it in movies, and it just looks nice.
That's what it is. It's the movies.
It's the movies.
Can I get a corn dog?
Can I get a corn dog, please? Yeah.
But it's actually pork of all porks.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was halal. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they've done halal now. Maybe they've upgraded.
No, things have changed now.
Yeah, no.
But I don't think that's going to taste nice, though.
I just want to say I tried it just to try it.
Yeah, go on then. Let's
start with the man.
Not the pork.
Make sure you eat it properly.
Okay.
Press it.
Why is the tongue out here?
Make sure you eat it properly.
This is
this one.
Why is it this
one?
If it's this, I don't
want to
waste my
time.
That's the stick.
Anyway, no.
Whoa! Anyway, please. Oh, why?
You lot are going to make me cry.
No, press that for me, please.
Yeah, there we go.
Spit me, please.
That's crazy.
Three, two,
just
one.
Give it to me.
All right, cool. We've got two more, yeah? Sharing food with you. Is that princess treatment or bare minimum?
Just get your own food. I get my own food.
I'm big on that.
I don't want to share my shit with anybody.
But let's say you
Paint the scenario. So let's say he's already at home. He's ordered food. There's something that you both ordered.
And you didn't order me food.
No. But let's say you're out. You're not even at home yet. So he orders food for himself. He just finished gym. He's hungry. And then now you come into the house and he's in the middle of eating his food. And he finds out you haven't eaten. And he's like, oh shit. Cuts his food in half.
Okay.
And be like, here, have some. Is that the bare minimum or is that just princess treatment?
I mean, guys don't really like sharing their food. I've noticed.
Can I be honest with you? I do like, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. No, I know.
Guys don't like sharing their food, you know.
No, but the thing is, I take precautions with that. So, for example, I'm not a greedy person, but I'm just greedy with my food. And it depends what kind of hungry I am.
Yeah.
If I'm starving, haven't eaten all day, and my plate comes in front of me, but then you're not eating.
I don't know whether that's princess treatment that you shared your food with me, though.
Yeah, okay, but I don't think you know how valuable the food is.
It's my food. So, look at this way, yeah?
So, I'm spitting on
my mouth. I'm eating great food.
Yeah.
I don't know you're coming home at this said time.
Okay.
I'm deep in. I've just come from the gym, so I need this fuel for my muscles, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Then you've come in.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, what is that?
Preach.
Oh, yeah, I'm eating.
Chat,
and you're like, oh, I'm hungry.
Mm.
If I now share my food,
yes,
that's king treatment.
So you would think that's princess treatment, the fact that you offer...
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's not princess treatment. It's Queen of England treatment.
Yeah, it's Queen of England.
Because see that one there? Yeah, that's the food that belongs to me. Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not going to lie. I don't really like sharing my food to you. So I hear it. I still don't think it's princess treatment though.
We know that though. You're sick.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
You're sharing with your bae. What? Like, I don't understand.
But it's my food.
You can order another one.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Oh, you tell her to go and order.
I'll order it.
So, I shall now watch you eating the food.
There's other rooms.
Why I'm just looking at you like this. Have you showered even?
Have you even showered? Take your shoes off. Unwind.
Have you brushed your teeth?
Yeah.
Have you washed your toes? Because you don't even walk it up and down. Have you washed the toes? Have you gone in there?
Yeah.
Have you gone in the crevices? When you do that, the food will be outside. Do you know what I'm saying? Focus, man. Focus. All right.
Can I say this one? Because you're just taking over right now.
You're just taking over. He's gagging.
Yeah.
You're gagging as well.
Gagging.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Go on.
Yeah, so, hey, press the button. Press it.
Sorry, I apologize. Sorry.
What?
All right, guys, please, well, listen.
Guys,
you lot bring,
these lot are
stop bringing the fucking crazy
cry.
At me, please. Okay. Last one is, puts your phone on charge when you fall asleep.
That's nice.
You're fucking it.
You know what, yeah?
That's nice.
You don't give a flying shit about any of these things. You know what I've realized with Grace, yeah?
Mm.
It's not like she's a spoiled person, yeah?
Mm.
I think she's realized, yeah? I'm not going to congratulate you for the bear.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you that.
Yeah.
So do you think that that's like, wow?
It's not wow. It's thoughtful.
It's very thoughtful. It's like like you did something I forgot. Something that I shouldn't even do. It's not my phone. It's not my charger.
You know what's so bad? See with us. You say, yeah, I'm talking to you like this now. See what I do this?
Yeah, this one.
That's the gun finger.
Yeah.
When it goes under.
When it goes under.
When it goes what?
When it goes, press that button.
Calm
Sorry.
Down.
Can you press that fucking button right now? Press that button, bitch.
I'm going to slap you in the teeth.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
When it goes under, what are you talking about?
He's already thinking things.
The guy's mad. Anyway, yeah.
I'm in the mood.
Yeah. You see us men, we're dumb. You know, like, if for example, yeah, we're like very simple.
Yeah.
I will call my brethren and be like, bro, do you know what she done for me, bro?
Yeah.
I got home, my boxers was washed, and bro, my PlayStation was on, bro.
Yeah.
She had the menu loaded.
Loaded.
That means more to me. That means more to me than you probably going out and spending your money.
Yeah.
That's how we are.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're confused that the things that we think are like, wow, to you are like,
what's your love language? Just so I know.
Why are you trying to get mad? What do you want?
No. I'm just asking. So
what do you want to know that?
No, because I don't think it's acts of service. Or is it?
It is acts of service.
Okay, but not that a lot of the acts of service that we've presented to you have been... It's cute. Yeah, it's cute.
Like that, I mean... I feel like mine is just more being able to do things when you see I'm maybe having a tough time with it.
Mm.
Fair enough. Okay,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
So like... I don't know. Mine's more...
Help me.
Yeah, mine's more like if you're aware, because I'm not someone that asks for help. That's another thing. So I won't ask you for help for anything at all. So I feel like when someone goes out of their way to do stuff, which is when you mention like making me breakfast and stuff, like that's really wow because I don't have breakfast like that.
Yeah.
But all the smaller things, I charge your phone. I feel like that's just so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, thank you for doing that. I barely use my phone in the daytime. Mm. So it's like, okay, thanks for that. But is there anything else?
Okay. What about
she's a bad person.
Yeah. No. What about putting petrol in your car?
I mean, that's nice.
Okay, no, look, this has been great though. So look, Grace, we've absolutely genuinely.
Yeah, you put petrol in my car, thank you.
I'm gonna break both of your feet.
I'm weak. Yeah, but it's like thanks, babe. Appreciate it.
Okay, don't wink.
Yeah.
The wink means I'll work for you.
You know that?
I'm your fucking assistant.
That's good, dog.
I'm your assistant.
Good
dog.
I just feel like thanks. Like what am I saying? Oh, thank you, baby. You pulled the petrol.
I said, thank you, baby. That would
you
turn
the
any
petrol.
Man off.
You pulled the petrol. Yeah, I did. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, you pulled the petrol.
I didn't even want to thank
you. Was it Jesus? Like, bro, imagine. Bro.
I am crying.
No. I can't get out of my head. Oh my God.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Like, what do you want me to say?
Before we let you go, what can we expect?
I don't want to go. I want to stay.
No. You think it's done? We're going to rap for you. You don't even know. Right now, we got Grace Ajulore.
Period.
I get money, but I need more pay.
Period.
Gun on me, I shoot. I left his body in the hallway.
Oh, we got so much night, but I need more day.
Ooh. or maybe more night.
Yeah.
I've been making money from today, last fortnight.
Yeah.
Gun on me, I use the left, but it's more right.
Oof.
I'm traveling, I use the planes to different countries. I made money. That's a tour, right?
Ooh. Ooh. They call me darkest, but we need more light.
Ooh. Wow. You've said that before, don't lie.
No, I haven't.
Never in more. Life is to make money. Well, I got to go. Did I score right?
Oof. Hey, bro, that went over a lot of people's
heads.
Went
a lot of people's heads like a loud pass.
No, yeah. I can't take this. God.
Anyway, yeah. I know my boy's cooking. I know he is.
I ain't got a fade, but I got a sideburn.
Ooh.
Get in my car, I take a side turn.
Ooh.
Tuition on the weekend, that's a side learn.
Ooh.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, go on.
You not be practicing.
Nah, never.
Okay. I don't practice, I do what I do.
Ooh. Okay.
Shoot at your coupe.
Okay.
I used to trap hard from a Z to a 2 and a Q.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a big profit.
Yeah.
Big losses.
Yes, it is.
Money on me.
Talk
big
to
wallet.
Him. Talk to him.
What is going on?
I ain't got a fade, so I didn't go to my barber.
I believe you.
I pray to Allah, but the next man that I fear is my father.
It's not a good joke. It's not a joke. I'll be honest with you. All right, cool. No. Okay.
They want me to start rapping.
Oh, please.
I would pay good money to hear you rap.
I'd put money in your account.
Genuinely.
I'd put money in your account right now if you started.
I think I'd smash
I can't think of stuff that fast, though.
In your own time.
I'll say it for 30 minutes.
Wallahi, I would.
I'll say it for 30 minutes. Easy.
No, I can't. What am I going to say?
Anything.
My name is Baby G and I've come here. I'm not coming to motherfucking play. When I start spitting the bars, you people are going to fucking shut the fuck up, bitch.
Yes! Yes!
You people are going to... I'm the mastermind. I'm the one that started the fucking original.
Ooh.
Yes!
I'm so amazing. I'm so amazing.
Yes. I'm so amazing. All right, before we let you go, what can we expect? If you can turn that fucking fan
off.
Sorry,
it went so loud.
That one there just went.
It went so loud.
Before we let you go, what can we expect? I think we're both happy that you're back on our screens again.
Thank you.
Very, very happy. We loved what you did as well with Boohoo Man as well.
Love it.
Really, really great. But what can we expect for the future?
So yeah, I've got some things coming in the pipeline. I can't wait to start them.
Just to cut you off, yeah? Something's coming in.
Coming in the pipeline.
Yeah.
That's not how you say it.
You just describe intercourse.
You just describe intercourse.
That's what happens with shit.
Yep, shit goes in the pipeline. That's not, if you've got shit coming.
They said I'm not allowed to say it.
You don't have to say it, but just.
You don't have to say it.
They said I can't say it. I don't want to say it. But I got amazing things coming. So just sit down, buckle up, wear your seatbelts.
Yeah.
And wait for Baby G. She's coming.
Baby G. That's a great name.
I know, Baby G.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Of course.
When I walked in here, I had a stench of money.
Okay.
I got all my diamonds on me. It's rainy outside, but inside here, it's sunny.
Mm.
Talk to him.
Before I leave, I got to tell you to like, comment, and subscribe.
Make sure.
Go in the ocean, I got to subside. I don't know what that means. You ain't part of the team.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Make a lot of green.
Wow. Ooh.
Oh, yes, I do.
Jesus.
Do I have to yes, I approve?
Ooh.
See, when you let me cook, I can't leave the kitchen.
Oh! Have a stop. It's okay. It's okay. You have one.
Oh, my God. Go and like, comment, and subscribe, my shit, baby.
Yeah.
Baby I love G. You.
All right, listen, baby big G up Grace Ajulore. listen, if you don't know already, genuinely one of the icons. Her YouTube will be attached to the bio somewhere. And at the end of the day, man, it's 11:59 p.m. Peace up.
I feel like a rap.
The world right now is full of loud envy.
Yes,
on my feet right now is LV.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you can't tell me.
Oh,
you're on the phone. Don't bail me.
No.
Oh, I paid a lot. You can't spell me.
Oh.
And that means witchcraft. I got a stick on me, bitch ass.
Yeah.
If you got a question on me, the stick back. I'll be on the floor like quicksand. Nigga violate me, he quick dance. I stab him in his face, quick stab. Oh, nigga violate me, he gonna die today. Friday.
Bye, guys.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.